The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, it looks like a rather cautious start to the opening numbers across Asia. But what's really hogging the headlines are those rising oil prices. They are hitting a six-month high. And we'll get some help to walk us through what's happening there with Vasu Menon. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How have you been doing?
Very good morning, Ryan. I'm very well. Thank you.
Okay, just coming off a Easter long weekend, so I hope you have a good break. Vasu, walk us through what's happening in the headlines of oil. You've got President Donald Trump saying he's not going to extend waivers for Iran exports. So this really pushed up oil prices overnight by 2.7%, and it's at a six-month level.
That's right. You know, I think Iran is a major oil producer, and so clearly what the U.S. is doing in terms of not extending the waiver is going to have an impact on the supply of oil, which is already rather tight, given the fact that OPEC nations have cut oil. OPEC and all and non-OPEC oil nations have cut oil output by about 1.2 million barrels a day, you know, in the last few months. The waiver is expected to expire on the 2nd of May. But, you know, now that Donald Trump has decided not to extend the waiver any further, it means that, you know, supply from Iran is going to be disrupted. And it's not just Iran's oil that's being disrupted. It's also sanctions against Venezuela and also, you know, oil supply coming out of Libya, Nigeria. So quite a number of, you know, OPEC nations affected by disruption in supply. And that is probably going to, you know, cause oil prices to stay firm or maybe even hit even higher from the current levels.
All right, Vasu, just help us make sense of something. So Donald Trump has been complaining that oil prices are too high, and this actually makes things worse for himself. Do you think there's any chance of him, you know, changing his mind?
Very interesting point, Ryan. You're right. Absolutely. He's been on the case of the Federal Reserve. He's been on the case of OPEC. And now, you know, he's doing some harm to himself by, you know, basically not agreeing to extend the waiver. You know, I think what might happen is this, which is not the best piece of news for oil markets. Talk of the market is that he may have gotten some kind of concessions out of Saudi Arabia and some of the OPEC members to increase output to compensate for Iran's lack of supply. So if Saudi Arabia, UAE, and, you know, some of the other OPEC nations decide to increase output, that may not be the best piece of news, because at least for the oil markets, because it means that Russia, which has been adhering to the cuts in output as part of OPEC Plus, may decide that when the current agreement to cut output ends in June, then they may not want to continue cutting output. They may want to step up production. And if that happens, then clearly supply is going to increase and prices will come down. So, and let's unsaid is whether Trump has managed to get some kind of concession on Saudi Arabia. He's clearly an ally of Saudi Arabia to increase output.
Vasu, just take a step back. We had, at the beginning of the year, oil prices at around 45. Now we're looking at around 67. Where do you see things in terms of oil prices at the end of the year?
Ryan, our forecast is still, you know, about $65 a barrel, somewhere around there. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, like I said earlier, the dynamics may change. The current cut in OPEC output only till the end of June. After June, it remains to be seen whether OPEC and other non-OPEC nations will agree to continue extending the output cut, given what's happening right now. If they decide to go back to increasing production, then oil prices will come down. And the other factor is also that high oil prices will actually, you know, encourage U.S. shale oil and gas producers to increase output, and you're already seeing that happen. So when that happens, you know, U.S. oil production from the shale producers goes up, and that becomes a cap on oil prices. So we think that, yes, you know, oil prices look very firm. They're going up right now, but the dynamics could change in the next few months. And, you know, but we don't see prices crashing back to $45 a barrel. We think, you know, $60, $65 a barrel is where the equilibrium really is.
All right, Vasu, in terms of stock market strategy, is there a way to play this? Is this going to be good news for the energy sector? Maybe, you know, stay away from airline stocks, which, of course, are dependent on oil prices?
Well, you know, I think, as I said, you know, I don't think oil prices are going to go skyrocketing from these levels. Even if they do increase in the short term, it will elicit production from the U.S. You know, maybe OPEC Plus will fall apart and, you know, production goes up again. So one has to be cautious. One cannot assume that the current jump in oil prices is sustainable.
Right.
And so, you know, I would say, yes, you know, go ahead, put some money into energy stocks. It makes sense. I think, you know, prices will hover around $60, $65 a barrel. But if you're looking for a big uplift in oil prices from the current levels, I would be cautious.
All right, we're chatting with Vasu Menon. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Vasu, turning from black gold, we look at yellow gold. Last week, quite bad for gold prices, broke below the $1,280 support level, which it managed to hold for a couple of weeks. Then it hit a four-month low after breaking that level. So it's managed to rebound a bit. So the question is, does this look attractive to you right now with this price?
Ryan, yes, it's okay to buy some gold in your portfolio. We've always said that. Gold is like an insurance policy. The world is still an uncertain place and gold provides a hedge against uncertainty. But at least for now, one reason why gold has underperformed is because risk assets like equities and even high-yield bonds have actually done very well since the beginning of this year. They surprised markets. I mean, global equities are 15% since the beginning of this year. And, you know, I think risk-on has resulted in the demand for gold, the allure of gold, you know, being diminished. And so as a consequence, gold prices have come down. Now, if you take a view that stock markets will continue to hold steady, maybe even hit a bit higher, risk appetite may stay firm or even pick up, then no, gold prices may not pick up in a big, big way. But having said that, we know that there are a lot of global uncertainties, you know, facing markets in the coming months. And so I think there is a place for gold. But you want to keep gold as a very small proportion of your total portfolio. It's okay as an insurance policy, but not something I'll jump into in a big, big way.
All right, Vasu, just to wrap things up, right? We've been talking about how the markets have been quite cautious for quite a few weeks. In fact, the month of April, the S&P 500 is down by 0.1%. So it hasn't actually risen or fallen more than 1% on any given day. So if you take a look at the VIX index, also not a lot of volatility in the markets right now. Do you see this as a sign of a potential pullback on the way?
I wouldn't discount a pullback, Ryan. I mean, global equities have rallied 20% since, you know, post-Christmas. They are up 15% in the past 4 months, since the beginning of this year. That's the kind of returns that you see in a 12-month period in a very good year. But we've seen that in just 4 months. And, of course, that's partly because, you know, markets had a big sell-off and we are now sort of correcting from that sell-off position. But having said that, you know, I think with that sort of sprint that the markets have seen, mm-hmm. it needs to take a breather. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a pullback. I don't think there's enough for a big, big 15, 20% correction. 5% correction possible, but I think that will be healthy because, you know, that will set the stage for the markets to then, you know, hit maybe a modestly higher. But I don't see big gains from here because we've already had big gains in the past 4 months.
All right. Thanks for your time, Vasu. And of course, your analysis this morning. We've been chatting with Vasu Menon, Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you again on The Bigger Picture.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.